Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get right to work here. Top farm news story from Wednesday is the USDA and Department of Health and Human Services releasing new dietary guidelines for Americans for the next 5 years. The agencies call this one a significant reset of federal nutrition policy, emphasizing simple, flexible guidance rooted in modern nutritional science, prioritizing protein at every meal, recommending Americans consume full-fat dairy with no added sugars, eat vegetables and fruits throughout the day, and incorporate healthy fats from whole foods like meat, seafood, eggs, nuts, seeds, olives, and avocados, sharply reducing refined carbohydrates and limiting highly processed foods. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy said these guidelines return us to the basics. American households must prioritize whole nutrient-dense foods, protein, dairy, vegetables, fruits, healthy fats, and whole grains, and dramatically reduce highly processed foods. The guidance shapes school meals, women, infants, and children's program, and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Local health departments also will be looking at these updated dietary guidelines closely. Reuters is reporting that Brazil has surpassed the U.S. as the world's top beef producer, according to market estimates, after the South American country beat output forecast by hundreds of thousands of tons. Brazil was already the biggest beef exporter, shipping meat worth almost $17 billion last year, according to government trade data released Tuesday. Rabobank, which had expected Brazil's beef production to decline last year, now sees a 0.5% growth to 12.5 million tons carcass weight equivalent. USDA in December raised its estimate for Brazilian beef output by 0.5 million tons to 12.35. The USDA published the 2024 Pesticide Data Program annual summary showed more than 99% of the samples tested had pesticide residues below benchmark levels established by the EPA. USDA tests a wide variety of domestic and imported foods with a focus on foods that are consumed by infants and children. The data also provides regulators, farmers, processors, manufacturers, consumers, and scientists with important insights into the actual levels of pesticide residue found in widely consumed foods. The FDA and EPA would be immediately notified if a PDP test discovers residue levels that could pose a public safety concern. But for now, 99% score below the limit. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back after this break with a check of morning markets.